So I'm all dolled up this Sunday. You all should notice. Did you notice? Does it look okay? I'm wearing pink. Because there's cause for rejoicing. It's Laetare Sunday. We're at the halfway point in Lent, which means we got another half to go. And if it hasn't been a great first half, you know when games are won? In the second half. Start over. Adjust. The greatest coaches of all time, like Bill Belichick and all those, they readjust in the second half because they know the offense. They read it. If you're reading the offense, the one who is on the offensive, which is Satan, if you didn't know, and you've understood his strategy, it's a good time in the second half to readjust your offense and mine. Games are won in the second half. We're in the second half of Lent. Readjust if necessary. Don't give up. Easter is near, and it's so glorious. It's Laetare. There's a lot of reasons to celebrate. We're in the second half of Lent. There is hope. Readjust. Do what we need. And there's cause for rejoicing here at the cathedral, because unless things change within the next 24 hours... For the first time in a long time, the bishop may be watching and things can change, but I think we'll be keeping our young priest. We lose one a year. So Father Stephen hopefully will be here with us for another year, unless things change in a short order. Why am I saying this? Because there's cause for rejoicing for me, because he gave a wonderful homily last night at the 5 p.m. Mass, and every once in a while, the pastor just loves to steal everything from an associate. And I'm going to steal everything from him. I'm going to give him all the credit. Unless it's lousy, then it's mine, but if it's good, then it's his. And he said this, in light of this gospel, we should think about, all right, so we got John 3:16. Good. Everyone should know that, right? We used to put it up on banners, right, outside of in stadiums. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, well, it was just rote memory. No, but it's good. John 3:16 should forever be good. But we're going to be a people of John 3:17, right? Oh, yeah. We're people of John 3:17. Because John 3:16, everybody knows, we've got it memorized. For God so loved the world, and he sent his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. That's beautiful. But John 3:17, that's who we are. Because that's a good thing to understand. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish and might have eternal life. Father Stephen said this beautiful thing. He invited this question last night, and I'm going to steal from him. You ready for this? So this. And now, I'm already a little bit uncomfortable because I'm wearing pink. Okay? And I overslept for the 6:45 a.m. Mass, so I'm totally vulnerable and uncomfortable right now. And so I want to invite you into that place of uncomfortability. Okay? Good. Your worst sin, and mine, I'm doing this with you. Think of your worst sin. I know we don't want to think about it. Come on, Father. Let's just get to the pink donuts and get moving, which are after Mass. So you stick with me. We got pink donuts and coffee. I don't want to think about my... Oh, no, we're going to have to. Just for a brief moment. The worst thing you ever did. And I'm with you in this. And if it's oversleeping for the 6:45 a.m. Sunday Mass today, I already got that. That's not yours. That's mine. Worst thing you ever did. For just a brief moment, and then we're going to move on. We're never going to think about it again. When you're in that moment, and you look up and ask Jesus, Jesus, what were you doing? What do you think? What were you doing in that moment? What was your experience of me in that moment? The worst day of my life, the biggest sin that I ever committed. Jesus, what were you doing? That's an important question as to whether we understand God or not. So I want you, just for a brief moment, I'm going to pause. Pink donuts are coming. They're out there right now. The coffee is brewing. We'll get through this. I'm uncomfortable. So let's be uncomfortable together for just a brief moment. My worst day. My worst day. Jesus, where were you and what were you doing? Step back. Close your eyes if you need to. Your worst day, because we're not going back there ever again after today. Got me? We're never going back there again, but we had to go there for just a brief moment to understand who God is. My worst day. St. Mary's Saints soccer team, we lost to Bismarck High School with 8 seconds left. No, not my worst day. I remember that, though. Your worst day and mine. Jesus, where were you? And what were you doing? Amen. So, if for even the slightest moment, we look up and we see, I was judging you. I was condemning you. I was upset with you. You let me down. You should be better. How dare you have done that? I'm disappointed in you. If any of that, anything near that, comes to mind on your worst day and mine, up to the present day, biggest sin, worst day ever, if any of that notion of God comes to you, cast it out. Because that is not the face of God, Jesus Christ, looking at you or looking at me. On the contrary, because somewhere in, we are now, as I said earlier, we are people of John 3:17, not just 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We are people of John 3:17. God did not send his son Jesus. The Father did not send Jesus into the world to condemn it. Let's make this personal. God the Father did not send his son Jesus into the world to condemn you. To condemn me. But that you and me might be saved through him. So our worst day was not Jesus saying, "Ah, oh, look at you, pathetic mess. Ah, I had hoped so much more for you. Well, maybe you'll just scrape along, get there someday." No, our worst day, the one we don't want to remember, the thing that I'm embarrassingly having you call to mind and me, is actually the day that Jesus loves most in your life and mine, because that's when he says, now I can be your Savior. And you can understand me properly, because he's looking down from that cross with eyes of love. And what did he say? Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. They're under the power of Satan, my enemy. They don't know what they're doing. Father, forgive them. And then he said this beautiful thing. Thank you, Mother Teresa. I thirst for you. So in our minds, the worst day that we've ever had, the worst memory, the darkest sin, whether it was conflicted upon us, done by us, doesn't matter. If someone did it to me or if I did it to someone else, that's where Jesus says, I was there. And I wasn't there condemning you. Like mom or dad when we came home late. No. That's our human parents. We love you, mom and dad. God the Father says, hey, remember the prodigal son? You ever read the Gospels? He says, come here. Your worst day is my best day. Because it's the day when you can finally fully understand who I am. And you can finally fully understand what this meant. It's the day when I fully embraced you. Your worst day is my best day, Jesus says. Because I didn't come to condemn you. I came. This isn't me. Sorry. John 3:17. For the Father did not send Jesus, our Savior, into the world to condemn us, but that we might be saved through him. And so our darkest day should be our brightest. If we actually believe this stuff. And we should. And in that darkest day, see him on the cross. Not upset that we sinned. He's opportunistic. He said, I can't wait till you realize what I've done for you. Smiling. With blood dripping down his face, smiling. And saying, I thirst for you. I thirst for you. I did this for you. Only to save you. He would have done it all. That so many should experience that love. John 3:17. For God the Father did not send his son Jesus in the world to condemn me, but that I might be saved through him. It's good news. John 3:17. We'll put it up there. Spray paint. Or in marble. John 3:17, what a good bit of news it is, huh? Your worst day for Jesus is his best day for you and for me. So we may go there now, not in shame, not in despair, not in darkness, in light. Because that was his best day for you and for me. And he ain't done. Because we may have dark days ahead and he'll do it again. He'll do it again. Thank you, Jesus. We have all the cause for rejoicing. Pink donuts, delicious dark coffee and creamer, and John 3:17.